Yeah, Finley Lewis of the Copley News Service. I noticed that the word confused or confusion was woven throughout the early comments, your opening statements. And I'm just wondering if that's somehow a code word for suggesting that Senator McCain is just simply too old to understand these things.
This is Susan Rice. I think I was among those who used the word
confused. Yes, you were.
And what I meant by that was very simple, that on critical factual questions that are fundamental to understanding what is going on in Iraq and the region, Senator McCain has gotten it wrong, and not just once, but often repeatedly. He's often argued with journalists who've tried to point out that perhaps he had his initial statement wrong, for example, on the number of forces remaining in Iraq, or in another instance about whether the supreme leader was in fact the supreme leader in Iran. And, you know, rather than note a mistake and move on, he's pressed the point, indicating that this wasn't simply a misstatement, but rather a misunderstanding. Same with the Sunni-Shia confusion. I'm not ascribing it to any particular function. I'm completely unable to do so. I'm simply pointing out what is a pattern that is notable. And to just add one more element to the bill of particulars, Senator Kerry pointed out that on this question of whether a Germany or South Korea-style deployment was desirable, that indeed Senator McCain took a very different position several months back, and indeed on more than one occasion, that sort of long-term deployment would inflame sentiment in Iraq and the region that would be counterproductive. And then when people pointed out his comment that he would be willing to have an American military presence in Iraq for as long as 100 years, he took great umbrage and referred back to the Korea's Germany style deployment, which of course is a very long-term one. And then in a speech, his sort of, I have a dream about how the world will be great and America will be great by the end of my first term, he threw out 2013 as the date by which he expected American forces to be out of Iraq. And today, he says he has no idea when American forces will be out of Iraq, and that's not important. So there's quite a great deal of landscape that he's covered in the course of his comments on the region, and they do beg the question of whether he has a firm grasp of the issues and an understanding of the complexities at stake.